So, the nonverbals are probably responsible for most cross-cultural confusion. Let's see. Let me give you one or two examples of how this can happen. A simple one is with eye contact. Americans tend to think that looking directly into another person's eye is appropriate, and that if you look away or you look down, you may be avoiding responsibility or showing disrespect. And this is considered to be negative. We learn to look me straight in the eye. Look me straight in the eye. Now, in some other cultures, it's a sign of disrespect to look at another person straight in the eye. In Japan, for example, there's much less eye contact than in the United States. So something as simple as that can cause great confusion. To give another cross-cultural example from Japan, I can tell you that when I first began working in Japan, I was awfully confused because I was paying attention to what was said to me rather than to the nonverbal cues. We have a study abroad program, and when I was dealing with my Japanese colleagues, I would often ask questions, you know, that had to do with the program for our students. And I would ask one particular colleague if we could make certain changes. Now, I have great respect for this colleague, and I know that he wanted to cooperate. There were times when I would ask him things like, for instance, can we allow students in the dormitory to stay out later at night? And often the response I would get verbally was that maybe we could do that. And I always interpreted this as a green light, as a strong possibility, because maybe, for me, verbally means maybe. Yes, probably, let's find a way. After all, he hadn't said no. What I didn't understand was that for my colleague, who didn't want to embarrass me by speaking the word no directly, which would be considered impolite in his culture, he was telling me no by saying maybe, and giving me other cues with his body language. And I had to learn to recognize what those cues were. Well, can you imagine what they might be, for example? Well, I started to realize that it had to do with how he said maybe. It had to do with his tone. Whether he said, well, maybe, meaning maybe, yes, or maybe, meaning maybe not. It had to do perhaps whether he looked embarrassed or whether he looked uncomfortable when he said that, or whether he seemed excited about the idea or not. Or maybe how his body posture, how he held himself. I had to start observing those things. Now, I'll admit to you that it's still very difficult for me because I don't understand the nonverbal cues in Japanese society as well as I might understand them here in my own culture. But now I'm much more aware that I have to pay attention to them and that I have to learn to observe them more carefully. And you know what? That's probably the most important lesson of nonverbal communication. That is, we have to pay attention to observe closely what is happening both in our own patterns of communication and in those of the people around us. And that this really deserves our study and our attention. I mean, it's not only extremely interesting, but it's so important if we want to understand the more hidden sides of communication.